And don't forget, on Friday, when we close out our Pure Michigan Golf Tour, we will give you all the details and a phone number to call as we tie in charity to our tour once again, just like golf does in the billions of dollars every year across our great country. We're teamed up with Holy Cross Services, and we're going to give you a chance for a tax-deductible donation to Holy Cross Services to enjoy the same Pure Michigan Golf Tour that we're enjoying here this week that has begun for the fourth straight year at the Island Resort and Casino here in Harris, Michigan, just outside of Escanaba, named for the town's name for the marketing director of the casino resort, Susan Harris, who's the brains behind this entire operation here, right? Am I right or wrong?
I don't think so, but it's a team effort. It's a team effort.
Well, it's a beautiful place, and it's just off the charts where you have gone from the beginnings of the Island Resort to where you're headed still, with a new golf course coming up and more construction. Every year you've got a new project, it seems.
Yes, we just roll from one to the other. This year we opened our brand new spa actually 2 weeks ago. Fabulous. And the new course, as you said, is being built.
And I didn't get my mani pedi.
Next time, Frank, I promise you. I promise you. But everything, just see lots of renovations. We never stand still.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great. And the entertainment you've got coming in here. I love going down the hallway where you've got the posters from every act that's ever been here. Most of them signed, I think.
Yes, they are.
And you just go through it, and it's like a who's who of the entertainment business.
It really is. And right here in Harris, Michigan, which is, you know, not Las Vegas for sure, but they're all right here, and they all love coming here.
Yeah, and last year you had Cheap Trick. And then this year Tim Allen's coming soon. You got Clint Black. Grand Funk Railroad.
Yep, 38 specials coming. We do a big Christmas show, an ice show. We make the showroom has an ice stage in December. It's fabulous.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
And now we got Jaleith Alsadi. I played you.
Yes.
See, he's not going to believe I played that for you last night.
No, he isn't. I'll let him know.
But, yeah. But, I mean, Golden Slumber. Yeah. What do you think?
I'd stop.
No backup.
The whole audience has stopped singing.
Right.
I think he's a natural for you. I really do.
You're not.
Wait a minute. We all have different skills. The voice of Wells Chapin, who's one of our great friends up here, member at Gray Walls, president of Avery Color Studios, and he's got one of the great projects going right now. It was great to see you again up at Gray Walls.
We had a great time.
We always do.
A little foggy, but other than that, it
a
was
little.
Great.
Here's the story of the tournament, Susan. Mark Gilmore's here too, the head pro at Gray Walls. So we're on the seventh tee, and you literally cannot see 10 yards. It is the fog bank has rolled in, and the gray wall is the fog bank.
Yeah.
And I turned to Wells and I said, "Where do I hit it?" He said, "Just hit it straight." And it's like, straight where? Wells, I mean, you point someplace, okay?
Well, you literally, you could not see the ball leave the tee. It was that foggy. It was crazy.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
But gosh, it was fun.
Oh, it was a ball. We always have fun with you.
Yeah you betcha. Well, listen, it's just such a, we keep talking about what a deal it is up here, Mark Gilmore.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
It's incredible. It's the best deal in golf, bar none, in my mind. And that's a credit to Susan Harris and everything they do here at the casino. It's incredible.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've talked about this. What, a 275, you can get two nights stay and three rounds of golf at the three.
Yeah. And then the packages go all from there. But really, when I say it's a team effort, it is a team effort. This is a strong group. And we all like each other to boot. That's amazing.
It goes a long way towards success. Yeah. And you all work together. And, you know, that's so refreshing to see, especially in this world we live in now where nobody can seem to get along with anybody. And, and you guys are competing for dollars. It should be blood and guts. And you're
We're a true team.
We're
a true team.
The really neat thing about it, Frank, is a group comes sometimes with four the first year, then eight the next year, then 16. They just keep growing, and our repeat rate is a real high number. The people keep coming back.
It is.
All right, stay where you are. We got to do a little bit of business, do traffic and weather. We'll come back with our trio to close it out this start to the Pure Michigan Golf Tour at Island Resort and Casino here on the Frank Beckman Show. Continuing our opening broadcast of the Pure Michigan Golf Tour and, sadly, our final minutes at the Island Resort and Casino. This time goes so quickly. We start here. We come on Friday, and Monday comes around just too soon, Susan.
It really does, and we miss it when you leave because we love you guys. We have the best time.
Well, the feeling is mutual, I'll tell you that. We're just glad to hear that. I mean, business keeps getting better up here. You know, people are starting to hear about it, and
yes.
The golf courses are winning plaudits everywhere. And the other night we had there's a wonderful Italian restaurant called Casa Calabria in Marquette, owned by Phil Johnson, who joined us for golf the other day. And now this is, I'm not trying to rub this in anybody, okay, but it's great food, and we've had great Italian food. Everybody says, yeah, I've got a favorite Italian restaurant too. But let me tell you something, nobody anywhere has better garlic bread than Phil Johnson.
Yes.
Each loaf of garlic bread, in fact, it might be each piece comes with its own stick of butter melted over. It is so good.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
It is. Ooh, I'm hungry now.
Well, the food here isn't bad either.
No, it isn't.
I mean,
no.
Come on.
Yes.
But that's another story. But my point was going to be that the people have really begun to hear about the UP, and the word is getting out. And like Casa Calabria has gotten acclaim from Detroit now as one of the top Italian restaurants here in the state of Michigan. That's
awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Great. That is amazing. That's great.
Yeah, and the same is going for the golf courses, Mark Gilmore.
The golf courses are great. You know, we go on these shows, on Sue sponsors, and we go out to shows throughout the Midwest, and we can claim places you can play number 2, 6, and 11 in the state of Michigan, and that's pretty strong. I mean, it's really powerful, and that's a tribute to the golf courses we have up here now.
Yeah, but people keep coming back for more. I mean,
absolutely,
you got to make an effort to come up here. Not everybody's got a private plane to, you know, zoom themselves up,
right?
But so you got to make an effort to come up. But once you do, I mean, you stay 3 days and
absolutely.
Have lots of fun.
Yep.
Bring the family and just...
And you get to meet Wells. I mentioned Wells. Now, Wells Chapin has been in the publishing business for quite a while now with Avery Color Studios, right? And so he prints these
quite a
books.
While, yes.
Yeah, and you printed books on shipwrecks, whalebacks. What are whalebacks?
They're a type of ship that used to sail in the Great Lakes. They look like a whale, so they were called whalebacks.
Really?
Yes.
And we've got some down at the bottom of the lakes?
Oh, there's a bunch of them at the bottom. They're all at the bottom somewhere.
Which is why they don't make whalebacks anymore.
Exactly. Right.
They all wound up on the wrong side of the water. And then you've got two books out on Great Lakes area serial killers that are, I mean, come on, Wells. What's going on here?
Frightening.
People like that genre. They like crime books. They like serial killer books. This is Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy, John Norman Collins, you know, all these kind of people.
All true stories.
Yes.
So this author, Wayne Lewis, is it Kadar or Cotter?
Kadar. He's from the Port Huron area.
Is he?
And Lower Michigan.
And he likes researching these
real-life
serial killers.
Well, here's a little tidbit. One of the people in the book is in prison in Marquette.
No way.
Yes.
Who's that?
John Norman Collins.
The Ann Arbor serial killer.
Yes.
Yeah, with the motorcycle. Yeah. His uncle was a state policeman.
Right, right.
And he was accused of taking Susan.
I know, but girls around Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor area.
He supposedly killed her in his
right.
uncle's basement, state cop's basement.
I'm going to get him in our foursome next year when you
come. Oh, no, you're not. I'm not. I'll just tell you this. If you do, I ain't yelling four when it goes in. Okay? Fair enough. Okay, now here's the other thing, though, that Wells has got going on. And I don't know where you sell all these. Where are the books available everywhere?
They're available all over the state, all over the Great Lakes, and as the stickers are, too.
Well, the stickers, what I wanted to talk about, because this one is so cool. It's sort of a pink camouflage of the UP,
yes.
The rabbit.
A breast cancer, ladies awareness kind of thing.
And where are you distributing these?
All over gift shops and gas stations.
Restaurants.
So I love that, Susan and Mark. But what I really like is the other one that's blue, and it's got the whole Midwest outline on it that we're accustomed to seeing with the mitten and the rabbit for the UP and all the Great Lakes on it. And it's blue with white, and it says Great Lakes, unsalted and shark-free.
Right.
Yay, love it.
That's beautiful.
Well, you can't believe how many people think that the Great Lakes are saltwater.
You can't. I could probably introduce you to people who think there are sharks in there, too. Sadly, half of them are in our legislature. Sorry, just saying.
Well, either that or they're on the golf course.
Well, yeah. See, I bet them out there, too. Hey, listen, it is just such a delight to be with all of you and to kick off our tour up here again. I hope we can do it again next year.
Absolutely.
Really do.
Absolutely.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, we look forward to it. You guys are great.
Yeah. Well, you're so right, Wells. What can I tell you?
Just don't bring Jeff next year.
Oh, we have to bring Jeff.
Yes.
Not bringing Jeff, like not bringing Susan.
See, boys?
Yeah. Right. Who else you got coming up here this year? I mentioned a couple.
Well, yeah,
you
that's
got the ice show.
Oh, we have the ice show. We have Vince Gill.
You have Vince Gill?
Yes, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Because you book them yourself.
We work with a promoter out of Nashville, and my staff is terrific. Again, it takes a team. I've got a team that's just can't be beat.
Can you get Florida Georgia Line up here for me?
Oh, I don't know. I'll try.
If you get them.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. I'll remember that.
I don't care what it takes. I'll be here. And I'll be here. I want to be here for Lathe, too, when you get here.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know.
Be way cool.
Yes, it would.
Cool. Thank you for everything, Susan.
Thank you.
And Wells?
Yep. Thank
especially
you.
On the seventh tee in the fog bank, going, Wells, where do I hit it? And he says, just hit it straight. Like, well, thanks a lot.
Yep. He only sees sunshine.
On that hole, everybody's ball was in the fairway, too.
Well, except for one guy's.
Oh,
I'm not going to say Mars Rose's name, but somebody's ball was never found on that hole.
Ooh.
But we let him take a free drop, and then he hit it in the hazard after we didn't see where it
went.
Oh,
yeah, he did, yeah.
Yeah, he lost the hole. Mark, thank you, too. Mark Gilmore.
It's our pleasure.
Great to be with you.
Thanks for coming up here.
I'll say hi to Dave Zink for you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. All right, man.
So.